We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, once again, what an honor, what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with you all the kingdom ministry of God to your lives. Let me see if I can kind of set this up just 1 second. So I've been trying to do some things and go on Facebook Live and just trying to come up with means to get God's word to his people. You know, that's the motive operandi of it, you know. And hopefully I'm going to perfect this. So you all bear with me with this and just trust God to do a great work, what he want to do for us, getting his word to his people. Let's go to our Father in prayer. Father, we just thank you, Father, for this opportunity that we can come and sit at your feet, Father, and incline our ears to your saying, my Father, and see what your will is for our life and what your plan and what your purpose for our lives is, Father. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hands. Holy Spirit, we welcome you, and we say, Father, you're welcome in our lives in this moment and this hour to do, Father, whatever thy will might be, Father. So our first request is your kingdom come in our lives and your will be done in our lives here on earth just as it is in heaven. Now, Father, we ask that you would fill us with the knowledge of your will, with our wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that we might know what is the hope of our calling and the exceeding greatness of the riches that's available to us through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now speak, Father, as I humble myself under your mighty hands, less of me and more of you, to the place where it's none of me, Father, and all of you, Father, so that your people, Mars, Father, might look past what you speak through this man right here and hear what you say through what I say, Father. Let them look past me and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. Hey, once again, praise the Lord, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. What an honor, what a privilege it is to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with y'all. You know, I say it all the time, you know, it's the greatest story ever told. It's the greatest message ever preached. What message is that, Arthur? It's an end time message. Hello. What message is that, Arthur? It's an end time message. Jesus said it this way in Matthew 24. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. What gospel, Arthur? This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. And then the end gonna come. Hallelujah. It's an end time message. And I thank God that he's graced us with the assignment, man, to go into all the world. That's why we're on this radio broadcast and in social media, you know. And for what purpose, Arthur? So that this gospel can be preached in all the world through media, through our church services, through all means necessary. What gospel, Arthur? This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. And then the end gonna come. When the end gonna come, Arthur? I can't tell you gonna come such and such a day and such a year and such an hour. No man know that. But I can tell you, boy, when it's coming. Boy, when this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, then the end coming. And what's our assignment, boy? Listen, we on the brink of a global explosion of this gospel. And you know where it's beginning at? It's not in the big name ministries. Thank God for them. They are preliminaries to get us to the main event. You know where this gospel kingdom is? In the small ministries. It's not in the big name personalities no more. It's in people. It's in you. It's in me. And it's beginning in little small ministries. It's beginning first and foremost in each one of us, every last one of us. And then it's brought now to our ministries. And, man, I thank God that, boy, where it's springing up at, it's springing up into not big-name personalities, but little small ministries like Kingdom Life Community Outreach Ministry, like Moments of Inspiration Ministry, like Let's Go Higher Ministries, ministries like Keith Smith Ministry. There in the bunk area. It's the little small ministry like that, boy, that God is raising up in our day and time, boy, that's grabbing a hold to this kingdom message of God to the earth. And, boy, we beginning to proclaim that more and more and more and more and more and more. And what I love about that, boy, that message right there, boy, that's the common denominator. That message joins us together. That message takes us out of competition. Hallelujah. Into commission. Well, it takes us out of competition and competing with one another into a commission, hallelujah, where we come together, boy, with one common goal, one common mission, and not to build no name, not to build ourselves up, not to build no popularity, but to expand God's kingdom, hallelujah, in this earth. What you say, Arthur? To reestablish and to expand, man, God's kingdom back in this earth. You hear what I say? Back in the earth. Back on the earth. But before it can get back on the earth, it got to get back in the earth. What's in the earth? That's in us. Your body comes from the earth, but that's something on the inside of your body called a spirit and a soul. Well, that spirit comes from God. That's that one I'll be talking to on this radio broadcast that's created in the image and likeness of God. That's that king slash queen in you. That's that spirit man. How Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. They come from a spirit. God is a spirit. And the word is spirit. And it's addressed to a spirit who, that's his children, that's his offspring. That's that spirit man in you. That's that king in you I'll be talking about. That ruler in you. That one in you that's created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. The real you. Hallelujah. That's the man I'll be talking to. Thank God for the ministries to the soul and everything else. And that's a good thing. I ain't opposed to that. But I got to pass your soul all the way to your spirit, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And feed that man. Because that man, boy, listen, may be starving or may be malnourished or malnutritious or whatever word, however that goes. But let me tell you something. I come on this radio broadcast and along with all the other little ministries that's growing up in the earth today, boy, to man, minister to your spirit. Hallelujah. And then in turn, as your word get into your spirit, then your spirit, man, will relay it to your soul. What's that? That's your mind, your will, your emotion, your attitude, your way of seeing things, your way, your whole way of life, your soul. That's the flesh. That's the natural man. And his mind, his will, his emotion, his attitude. And boy, when the spirit relay it to their soul, and then your soul will relay it to your body, and your body are manifested where are on the earth. Where it begins at? It begins in the earth. It begins in your spirit. It begins in you. This kingdom that I be talking about on this radio broadcast, man, let me tell you something. With nowhere it's at, it's on the inside of you. It's in your spirit. I come to minister that to your spirit, man. I come to impart that into your spirit, man. I come to call that spirit, man, that might be weak. Jesus said this, man, blessed are the poor in spirit. Hallelujah. For theirs is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Boy, I come on here to tell you who are poor in spirit, don't know what's really going on, don't know who you really are in Christ Jesus, don't know what you really have, what you really can do, where you really going to end up. Yeah, boy, I come on this radio broadcast to let you know that you are as sure for eternity, everlasting life, man, in heaven on earth, as if you was already there. In fact, you are. All you got to do is come to the knowledge of that and start, man, living that way. How, Arthur? From the inside out. How, Arthur? Not by trying to conform, man, from the outside in. No, by conforming, man, from the inside out. By allowing the Holy Spirit, man, to wash us, man. Even though our sins are washed white as snow by the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ, yet, boy, let me tell you something. There's a going on to your salvation, man. And that going on is going into the promised land. See, you might be in the wilderness now. Thank God we ain't in Egypt. Thank God we saved. Thank God, man, everything is all right as far as our eternal destination is concerned. But, boy, we got some things we got to do here on this earth. Hallelujah. We got to manifest God's glory on this earth, man. We got to go into all the world and let the world know that God was in Christ Jesus, man, hooking mankind back up to himself, boy. Hey, listen, boy, we got work to do, and we got an assignment, man, and we got a job. And like I told you, that's beginning in little small ministries like this one. Like Moments of Inspiration, like Pastor Owens, Pastor Liddy over in the Houston area, man. Let's Go Higher Ministries, like Keith Smith Ministries in Bunker. You know, like all of the small ministries around in our community, man. You know, the Amazon Baptist Church there in the Bunker area, you know, Pastor Dexter. They coming to the knowledge, boy, of the end time message, man, boy. And, boy, it's slowly being engrafted into the body of Christ. Jesus said it this way, boy, the kingdom of heaven is like a little leaven. Hallelujah, that you put in a little bush, in a whole bush of meal, in the flour and everything else, and boy, it'll affect the whole barrel. It'll affect the whole thing. What's that all to? It's just a little leaven. And boy, in this day and this hour and this time, boy, I'm talking about it's just a little leaven. Boy, the gospel of the kingdom is being preached in all the world as a testimony. It's just a little leaven now, but boy, it's being engrafted. And when you put that in there, it'll affect the whole meal. Hallelujah. Listen, this gospel of the kingdom is being preached in the world of religion, too. And they're going to affect that, too. They're going to bring men and women, man, out of religion into a personal relationship with the Most High God. Let me tell you something, what changed my life, man. I believe with all my heart that this is what God wants for every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. I went in the church. I didn't hear, you know, just a preacher sing, man, or a song, or a preacher preach. I heard a 15-minute radio broadcast. It was about the Lord. It was about the descendants of Abraham. And man, you know, and in that broadcast right there, man, I said a simple prayer. Lord, I don't know if you're real or not, but if you are, save me, because I don't want to go to hell. And, boy, I had a personal encounter with the Lord. I'm not talking about a church experience. I'm not talking about, man, goosebumps and a feeling, you know, from my soul, man, no. I had a personal encounter, man, my spirit, man. Hallelujah. God come in and spoke, went past my natural, went past my physical, went past my mind, my emotions, my attitude, and, man, he come talk to me in my spirit. That's a personal encounter. That's personal. That ain't corporate. Thank God for the corporate, but I'm talking about something that precedes that, man. What's that other? Boy, that's that one-on-one experience with you and your father. And, boy, that's what he wants. He don't want you to just have your corporate experience. where you go to church and you feel something, you feel good, you get emotional, stirred up. That's all in your soul and everything else, and that's a good thing. But boy, let me tell you something. He wants something far greater than that. He wants a fellowship with you. He wants to meet you. He wants to commune with you. He wants to talk to you. And he wants you to commune with him and fellowship with him and talk to him. Watch this. One-on-one. Hallelujah. What you say, Arthur? I say one-on-one. He wants a personal relationship with you. That's what might be, man, what's missing in the body of Christ. We have our corporate relationship, but you might be missing that personal relationship, that one-on-one relationship. That's all day, every day. Hallelujah. Where you become more and more aware and more conscious that wherever you go, you ain't never alone, boy, that your Father in heaven is with you wherever you go. I told you, giving us a ministry, boy, to go into all the world and let the people know that God was in his Son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself. What you mean, Arthur? Consile means to consolidate, to make one. Reconcile means to make one again. We once was one in Adam and God in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Unbroken fellowship there. Genesis chapter 3, man, the fellowship was broken. And man was put out, boy, of that place where he can do his assignment from. Eden, the presence of the Lord. In God. God, the Holy Spirit, left mankind in Genesis chapter 3. Now there's no more communication, man, between God and the Spirit. Spiritual death, the Bible calls it. Separated from God. By one man's disobedience, Adam. And through one man's obedience, Jesus. You and I can, man, be what? Reconciled. Become one again with God. Come on back into the Garden of Eden and eat off the tree of life forever and ever and ever and ever. What's that, boy? That's the kingdom. Come on back into the kingdom, the territory, the domain, the ruling authority, the governing influence of God on the earth. Not in what I'm doing, not in what my church is doing, not in what my denomination is doing, and not what religion is doing, and not what the Muslims are doing, and the Hindus are doing, and the Buddhists are doing. Now I'm going to take it a step further. Not even what the Christians are doing, but what the Most High God is doing, what he's doing. In fact, that's what he tells us in our first request, in our prayer line. After we acknowledge who he is, who our source and sustainer, that's Father. Listen, that's powerful right there. Our source and sustainer. That means, boy, he's the source of our life and he's responsible for our life. Our lives are hid in him. We belong to him. Listen, there's boundaries that, man, God has said, boy, that you can't go out of. And the boundaries is what he said, man, in the beginning, man, what his word said. Know what his word say? Let's make them just like us. And let's give them governing influence over their territory, just like us. So that they can make their territory just like ours. How? Let's give them dominion. Let's give them governing influence. Let's give them authority. Let's give them power. Let's make them just like us, spirit beings. And if they're going to rule a physical territory and give them their own territory, physical, we got to give them a physical body. And we're going to place them on a physical territory. And we're going to give them dominion. And we're going to say unto them, on your mark, get set, go. And boy, that's what happened in Adam. And Adam took off. And in Genesis chapter 3, boy, the man Adam and wife got deceived, and Adam made out the tree, and they disobeyed God. And they got put out of the Garden of Eden. Until the appointed time, the Bible says, hallelujah, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son. When in the fullness of time, that's another broadcast. He didn't just send him any time. He sent him at a specific time. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, made in the likeness of sinful man. Why? Because it was a man who gave up, man, the dominion that we lost. There had to be a man to come take it back. And God so loved the world that in the fullness of time, boy, he sent forth his Son, Jesus. Made in the likeness of us, just like us, boy, took upon himself flesh and blood, man. Tempted on all points, just like Adam was in the garden, man. And Adam failed, but tempted on all points, just like us, yet with our sin. Hallelujah. Devil couldn't do nothing with this one. No, Lord. And boy, after he put the devil on his feet, the Bible says he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. And from that time forward, he began to proclaim. That's what preach means. Preach means to publicly declare a message. Preach means to advertise. Every time you see an advertisement or an advertisement on the television, they preaching. What they're doing, they publicly declaring a message to the public, to the consumers. For what purpose? So that the consumer or the public can get their product. So what he come doing, he come publicly declaring man to humanity. What, Arthur? That all of the kingdom of heaven was his product, all of the kingdom of heaven. All that you lost in Adam, all your sovereignty, all your dominion, all your royal power, your identity, the true you, who you really are, what you really have, where you really come from, and glory to God, and where you really going to end up at. I'm going to bring all that back to you. I'm going to bring your kingship back to you. You're operating as just mere men and mere women. And you're operating through your priestly garment, you know, your apostles and your prophets and your evangelists and your pastors and your teachers and your popes and your rabbis and your preachers and all the titles that you might fall upon, the man. But you don't know about your kingship. You ain't operating in your kingship. All those other titles, that's your priestly garment. But you need something more than your priestly garment. What's all them titles? That's our spiritual representation. You know, what's our kingship, man? You know, hey, that's our rulership. That's our dominion. That's our authority to execute more spiritual principles. So you can execute spiritual principles, but if you ain't executing in authority, you don't know the authority, man, of a kingdom citizen and who you really are, and you don't know about the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then, man, we're going to live far below our rights and privileges. That's why I say, boy, God, in the fullness of time, sent forth his son. And his son came in this world, boy, to let the world know that the Father was in him, reconciling mankind back up to himself. For what purpose, Arthur? So that you can get back on course to God's original plan and God's original purpose and God's original destiny for your life. And what is that, Arthur? That it be in your life here on earth just like it is in heaven. What? That we be working on that. That we be establishing that. That we be developing that. That we be publicly declaring that. What's that, boy? This gospel of the kingdom. What the word gospel mean? Good tidings, the glad tidings, the good news. Good news about what, man? About the kingdom. What's the good news about the kingdom? That's available to you right now. That everything that was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, boy, has come back to the earth. That the flaming sword that protected the way back into the Garden of Eden had gone back up to heaven, man, and ain't no more flaming angels there with flaming sword. Baby, it's a door there now. And the door don't have no lock on it. Don't have no key. It's an open door. It's an open door into a delightful place. Glory to God. What's that, Arthur? It's an open door for the moment, on a spot, on this earth. What, Arthur? Into a delightful place, into the literal presence of the Lord. Listen, past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the church service and everything else, all the way behind the veil into the very presence of the Most High God. Let me tell you something, boy, there ain't nothing greater than this. Thank God for our church service. Thank God for our thanksgiving and our praise and our worship and even the good message that we as ministers proclaim to the people. But there's a going on, say like Pastor Liddy. There's a going on in God, baby. You got to go all the way till you get behind the veil into the very presence of the Most High God where you can commune with him, boy. And when you get there, man, let me tell you something, you're going to get wisdom. Hallelujah. You're going to get understanding. You're going to get knowledge, man. And when you come, man, yeah, glory to God. When you come out of there, you're going to know who you are. You're going to know why you're here. You're going to know what your purpose and your destiny is. And man, you're going to be just like what the old boy said, man, I must be about my Father's business. Hallelujah. Hey, we at the church, we got to stop being preoccupied, man, with having church, man, and start learning how to be the church. God told me this. I heard this as I was meditating and thinking about what to share here on the day, and I don't never have no pre-planned messages. You know, I just like I say, for ever since 1980, I've been filling myself up with the Word of God. And man, let me tell you something, boy, the word of God that God has put on the inside of me is the gospel of the kingdom. That's all I know. All kind of aspects of it. All kind of, man, isn't that so much to me? That's all I know about the kingdom. And let me tell you something, all I know is all I've learned. And all I've learned is not nearly all there is to know. That's why God is raising up multitudes of ministers, man, all across the earth. Hallelujah. That boy, I'm talking about God is, man, ministering this kingdom ministry of God. I remember my brother back in Houston, man, when he was back over there in that area, man, sharing the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Polk and his mama, man, Evangelist Thelma Polk, man. Let me tell you, way back then, that was back in the Lord, I'm 20 years ago, you know, and God was ministering to us back in those days, boy, raising us up, boy, for such a time as this. Hallelujah. For what, boy? So that this end time message that he birthed on the inside of us, man, for years and years and years and years, man, might go forth out into the earth, not just enticing words of our wisdom and our knowledge, boy, but in demonstration and in power. What? Empower men, like I heard Bishop Townsend say, boy, early on this broadcast, to win souls, man. Not to our churches and our denomination, our beliefs and our philosophies, but win souls, boy, back to the kingdom of God. Back to God. Back past the gates of Thanksgiving, like I say. Back past the courts of praise. Back past the church services. All the way, man, behind the veil into the presence of the Lord, boy. Into that delightful place. That open door into the literal presence of the Lord. Boy and boy, begin to live your life from there. Back in the Garden of Eden. That's what he come to bring back. He come to bring back, man, the kingdom of God and the Garden of Eden. And then all that he did on Calvary, that's to cleanse you up so that you could come back into that place. Come back into that place. What? In the presence of the Lord. So that you can come boldly. When you understand that, then you can come boldly to the throne of God's grace. And obtain the mercy and find the grace to help us in the time of need. So that then, man, let me tell you something, we start seeing our prayers answered then, man. Because it won't be, man, just a hoping and a praying, man. It'll be praying the will of God. Boy, this is the confidence that we can have, that if we pray according to his will, we can know that he hear us. And if we can know that he hear us, I ain't talking about just quoting the scriptures and saying that and memorizing that. I'm talking about know that he hear us, hallelujah. Then you can know that you had a petition that you desire him. Man, that's a going on in God. And God is raising up, man, a people in this day and time, boy, that's going on, man. That's going past, man, like I said, the gates of Thanksgiving. Going past the praise. Going past, man, just church service. Going past just living like mere men and mere women, man. But coming to the knowledge, man, that who we really are. Who are we, man? We the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. We the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We the offsprings of the Most High God. Hallelujah. We come from God, boy. We a little piece of God. We are masterpieces. Why? Because I told you on this broadcast many times, we piece of the master. And because we are a piece of the master, then that makes us a masterpiece. Hallelujah. Can't nothing deter that. Can't nothing alter that. Can't even what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden that got us separated from that identity. That can't nullify, man, what the Father, the Most High God, our source and sustainer, man, has already begun. We quote the scriptures all the time. Let me tell you something. He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he going to complete that. But you don't know what work they talking about. You just quoting the scripture. What work he started, man? He said, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over all of the earth, everything that comes from the earth. The heavens is my territory. The earth is their territory. What you put them there for, Arthur, so that it can be in their territory, just like it is in my territory. What you doing, Father? I want to extend, man, my governing rule, my governing authority. I want to extend, man, the kingdom of heaven to earth. I want to colonize earth with heaven. I want earth to be a little colony of heaven. I want it to be on earth just like it is in heaven. Boy, that's what your Father said. That's his desire. That's his number one priority. That's first things first. That's why your Bible say, man, out of all the things you can seek out, that's great and everything else, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything else, it's going to be added. All, everything that you're looking for, it's in that place. What place, man? It ain't in the church. It ain't in our denomination. It ain't us trying to make it in, man, doing the best we can trying to make it in. No, you coming on in to a way that's already been made for you and the door is already open. Jesus is the door. He not it. If you're not careful, you'll be preoccupied with the door. You'll be worshiping, man, at the door. You'll be at the gates. You'll still be at the gates of Thanksgiving and the course of praise and in the church service, man, you know. And then you won't, I mean, boy, there's a going on all the way into the very presence of the Most High God, past the door. And let me tell you something. If you knew what was behind that door, if you, listen, you wouldn't try to go no other way. If you knew what was behind that door, let me tell you something. You wouldn't just stop at the door. You wouldn't just stop at the gates of thanksgiving and giving Jesus thanks and praise and hallelujah. And all that good thing, boy, you don't go no other way now. You got to come through the gates of thanksgiving. You got to come through the course of praise. You got to come through the word of God, man, and the ministries and everything else. But there's a going on, like Pastor Liddy say. Boy, there's a going on all the way into the very presence of the Most High God, back into God's original intent and plan and purpose for our lives. That's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And like I said earlier, boy, can't nothing alter that. Can't nothing stop that, man. Can't nothing alter that word that have gone forth out of the word, out of the mouth of God. That's called the law of life. That's a law in the kingdom. That's way before Moses' laws. I'm talking about now, I'm getting to something now, boy, the laws of the kingdom. Well, that, boy, what the king say goes. Hallelujah. Kingdom is different from a democracy and a republic, what you've been trained up and brought up to live in, man. It's different from that, man. In a democracy, you have your opinion. In a kingdom, you have your opinion, but your opinion don't mean nothing, man, opposed to what the king say. And ain't no vote in the kingdom. Hallelujah. What the king say goes. And the king say, let's make them in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the cattle and everything that creepeth up on the earth. Who? Let them. Let us make them just like us, but let them have governing influence. Let them have authority and power and control over what? Over their domain. Hallelujah. Just like we have power and control and influence over our domain. The heavens is our domain. The earth is their domain. Let it be in their light here on earth, just as it is in heaven. What? Forever. And ever, and ever, and ever. And that's what the king say. They don't care what no devil come and did, what Adam and Eve did, none of that. I can't nothing alter that word, baby. That's what the king say. That's what the king begun. And he who have begun that good work on the inside of us, he going to complete that, baby. Lord, he going to complete that. He going to complete that, man. In fact, man, the Bible say on the seventh day he rested from all his work. It's already completed. We're just becoming. First thing he gave Adam, man, in the garden, man, was a job. He said, be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. Watch over the earth, man. Till the earth, man. Make the earth, man. Right now it's a barren land, but, man, make the whole earth just like heaven. Gave him a job. What, man? What he did, he said, now become. What? Make the whole earth just like this little garden of Eden that you eat. To being fruitful and multiplying and replenishing this earth. That you have offsprings and they grow up in the presence of the Lord in the garden of Eden. They're going to take the presence of the Lord with them on to their homes. And they're going to be on earth in their lives just like it is in your life. Everywhere they go and everywhere mankind go, they're going to be taking the garden of Eden with them. They're going to be taking the presence of the Most High God with them. And boy, the whole earth is going to be filled with the glory of God. And they're going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. That's, man, God's original plan and ideal and intent and purpose for your life. And listen, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the purpose of the Lord, that's going to prevail, my brothers and my sisters. And boy, the best thing that you could ever do is, man, cease from your works. I didn't say cease from work. Cease from your works, from your attempts to appease a deity, or God, cease from man trying to get from God by what you do. Cease from all your works and enter into a work that's completed already. What that boy, what the king said about you. And what the king said about you, let me tell you something, that's the law of life. That's the original word. That was that, not what was in the beginning. Listen to me carefully here. We'll come back and put some water on this seed. In other broadcasts. I ain't talking about that which was in the beginning. I'm talking about, like John said, 1 John, that which was from the beginning. That which we have seen, that which we have handled, that which we have touched, the word of life. That's what we declare unto you. What God's written in 10, what God said. And listen, not what God said about you after they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because God said some things to mankind after they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and it wasn't all that good. Hallelujah. But boy, I'm talking about, boy, God was speaking some things to Adam and Eve before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the gospel that's been hid in religion for the last 1,800 years. And the devil has kind of tricked us into preaching, man, all about the door and what the door did. Most of our message is all about, man, Jesus, you know, and who he is and what he did. And listen, please don't misunderstand me. Those are great messages, and those are very needed messages. Those are the way. But it's not, that's the way to something. That's the door. You can't come no other way. So those messages are vital, very necessary. But if you're not careful, you'll stop at me in the door and don't go and get what's behind the door. What's behind the door, boy? All of the kingdom of heaven. All that heaven consists of. All the authority, the power. All of the lifestyle. All of heaven. That you're doing everything in your life right now as a believer, man, and hope that one day, man, you'll end up there. Hey, can I come to tell you, man, that you can stop all that, man, and come to realize that boy, that what you hoping that you could end up at, that's what Jesus Christ brought to this earth, man, over 2,000 years ago. The prophet Isaiah said it this way, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Mary, she bore the child. That's the natural man. That's the physical man. God born the son. Who is that? That's the Christ that lived in the physical man. That's that anointed king that lived in the physical man. Hallelujah. Let me say something wrong right here. That's an anointed king that lives on the inside of us as physical men too. Hallelujah. That's in another broadcast, but boy, that's a Christ in you. That's a hope of glory. That's a Christ in you. Listen, I'm not talking about just, man, Jesus the Christ. I'm talking about Arthur the Christ, Johnny the Christ, Willie the Christ, Gail the Christ. That's our ruling king on the inside of every last one of us. Boy, one writer said, man, Paul said this, boy, I'll show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages, but it's now being manifested, boy, in the church. What mystery is that, boy? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Boy, boy, that anointed king that's on the inside of you. I ain't just talking about, man, Jesus the king. Yes, he's on the inside of you. I'm talking about that king that you are, that anointed king that we are, that anointed ruler with dominion and authority and power and control, man, over all the earth, over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in our life, that king that's in us. Oh, boy, Donald Lawrence sang a song and said, amen. The king, I discovered something, what? That the king in me. There's a ruler in me. And I didn't have but one desire after I discovered that, man, through that personal encounter that I had with the Lord. I discovered who I really am. Just like him. That's why Jesus said he's the King of Kings. And boy, I discovered that king that's on the inside of me. And I didn't have but one desire, boy, after that. Ever since then, boy, and that was to come tell every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, come tell you what, that there's a king in you too. There's a ruler in you too. There's a dominator in you too. There's a spirit man that's on the inside of you too, that's created in the image and likeness of the Most High God, that can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Come to tell you, boy, that just as Jesus was and all the things that you saw him do on the earth, man, and everything else, that you come past that and come to the realization, man, that you can do the same thing too. That as he is, so are you. That the work that he did, so can we. That as the Father sent him, so send he us. What? If they go into that world down there, Jesus, and let them know, boy, that I sent you, boy, to cleanse them up from all their sins and redeem their lives from that destruction, man, that they lost in Adam, and restore them back to their original place, what? The Garden of Eden, the presence of the Lord. They can come past the gates of Thanksgiving. Don't try to go outside of the gates. Don't try to go no other way. If you do, you're a thief and a robber. Man, come on into the presence of the Lord, his way of doing things. through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise. Yes, give God adoration and thanks and praise and worship. That's what the Bible says, our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. That's the praise and worship right there. Now, before you can even start making any questions, you got to come through that way. But after you come through that way, man, and giving me praise and his prop and his glory and his honor, acknowledging who he is, then, man, come in and make your request. Come well into his presence. And do what, man? Obtain mercy and find grace to help you in your need. And then, man, make your request. But watch it. Lay it out in his outline, man. His first request is this: Father, how can I help you? What can I do for you? That's what man Solomon was saying. Lord, I want wisdom, Lord. To be able to come to you and say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Not what I want, Lord, but what you want for my life. What your desire is, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Boy, you on track now. Now you're praying. And then when you pray that way, then you can say, hey, Lord, give me every day, or give me this day, my daily bread, what? Everything that I have need of to help you accomplish what you begun. Many are the plans in our heart, but what's your prayer that's going to prevail, Lord? What you doing? And how can I help you, man, do what you're doing? It's in your Bible this way. Your kingdom come, and your will be done. Well, in earth. What's in earth, man? Like we start off this broadcast, in us. Where does the kingdom of heaven begin? It's not with observation. It ain't over there in my church. It ain't over there in his church. It ain't over here in Kuwait. It ain't over there in the Diamond Mine of Valley. Where is it? It's on the inside of us. It begins in us, in our spirit, man. What? Boy, the kingdom of heaven, the ruling authority of heaven, on the inside of us. For what purpose are they? So that we might establish or help God establish his governing and influence of heaven to earth. For what are they? To help God, man, to establish his governing and influence to our earth, to our territory. Got a squad on our land called the devil. And boy, let me tell you something, boy, he's already defeated, man, but it's up to us, man, to get him off our land. And let me tell you something, that's the armor that God has provided for us to go ahead and handle that, man. And he provide all the armor. He provide everything else, but he ain't going to put the armor on us. You got to do that. You got to grow up in the things of God, man. You got to understand. You got to come to the knowledge. That's why he give us apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. What? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of your ministry. What's your ministry? To grow up from a little bitty baby in the kingdom that don't know nothing about the kingdom, learning how to walk and talk and live in the kingdom, growing up into sonship. Why? Because for that purpose is the sons of God manifested. What? To destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil, man? To separate you from your souls. To separate you from your father. So that you don't know, man, what's really going on. He don't mind you eating from the servant's table, as long as you don't come eat from the king's table. Hallelujah. That's in another broadcast. Boy, I heard Bishop say this a while back, too, Bishop Tyler, on this broadcast, man. I couldn't say that word last week. I don't know if I can say it today. Mephibosheth. I got it, Bishop. Hallelujah. Listen, who Mephibosheth was, boy? Listen, that was one of Jonathan's, man, you know, relatives, man. And boy, David said, is it any among the one of Jonathan's people, man, that I can show kindness to? And boy, they went and found Mephibosheth, boy, and they brought him back, man. And Mephibosheth, who was eating from the servant's table, began to eat from the king's table. Hallelujah. From that time forth, for all the rest of his life, he began to eat from the king's table. Not the servant's table, but the king's table. But he came into the very presence of the king. Hallelujah. He came past the servant's court. He came past the gates of thanksgiving. Came past all of that, the church service, everything else, all the way into the presence of the Most High Lord God, man, started eating from that table. Started hearing, man, what thus said the Lord. See, thank God for, let me tell you something, thank God for what we, man, as men and men of God share with you, but there's a going on, boy. You can't put your faith in the wisdom of a man. You got to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you about what I'm saying. Listen, I'm just sharing with you one message. That's all I got. Many aspects of it, boy, and that's the kingdom of heaven, man, is available to you, and it's available to you right now. It's available to you right now. It's at your hand right now. It's your inheritance. That belong to you, we and Arthur, right now. But you got to receive that. You got to grab a hold to that. You got to seize that. You got to take that. And you got to place that in your possession. In order for you to really do that, man, you got to listen. You got to hear what the Spirit of the Lord say to you about what I say. What I say is important. But, boy, what the Spirit of the Lord say to you about what I say is way more important to you than what I say. Because if you just hear what I say, then you might just, man, listen. But you ain't really here because that's a thing. Like I told you, that's a going on, Pastor Liddy. Hey, in God, boy, well, you got to get past, man, just listening to the word. See, a lot of people listen but don't really hear. And then there's those of us, man, who listen and hear, but then they got to go on. There's a going on. You can't just listen and hear. He said you got to hearken unto the voice of God's word. You got to get to the place where you not only listen to God's word, but you hear what the Spirit of the Lord say. And not only did you hear what the Spirit of the Lord say, but you apply that to your life, man. The word hearken, man, to hear and obey. Hallelujah. And when you hear and obey what, boy, that you are a child of the Most High God, that all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you, that, man, you are the righteousness of God. When you start obeying that, let me tell you something, you're going to come out of sin. You're trying to stop sinning by stop trying to do all those things. No, you ain't going to never do it that way. If you just start, man, waking to righteousness, you just start living right, you just start waking up and saying, hold up, wait a minute. You'll find yourself, man, some things I just come through. Boy, let me tell you, I find myself doing them things not even where, man, that I used to do them. I mean, recently things, man. That's going on to God. Why? Because I'm awakened to righteousness. What? That I'm already righteous. I'm righteous as I'm already as I ever going to get. And so are you. That's why he say if you seek first not only the kingdom of God, but his righteousness, his way of putting you in right standings with him, and, boy, I discovered something more. That he who knew no sins, talking about Jesus, in the fullness of time, God sent him. Not only did he send him, man, to bring back the governing influence of heaven and the kingdom of heaven back to the earth, but, boy, he sent him to pay the penalty for all my sins. Took all my sins, all your sins, the sin, not just the sins of the Christian, the whole human race, and nailed it to a tree. Cursed the one that's hanging up on the tree. So that the righteousness, first of all, so that the righteous demands of a just God be met. What? The penalty for sin is death. Hallelujah. For what purpose also? So that the righteous demands of a just God might be met. What? That, boy, the righteous died for the unrighteous. Hallelujah. That's the door. That's a good thing. That's enough to rejoice and say thankful for. But, boy, what, for what purpose? So that the unrighteous could become righteous. So they could come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the sanctuary, through the church service, through the soul, man, all the way into the presence of the Most High God, and start living your life, man, from there. Eternal life. When, Arthur? Right now. So that you can start living delivered. When, Arthur? Right now. Delivered from what? All the bondages of Satan and the slavery of Satan and the ways of this world system. And this old world system that we live in, so that you can be delivered, man, out of Egypt over into the promised land. So that everything that you have need of, knowing, man, that it, whatever your need might be, your heavenly Father know that you have need of all these things. That's why he said if you seek first his interest, his doing, what he's doing and his way of doing what he's doing, then all those things that we're seeking after in the world, all those things are going to be added unto us. Your Father will supply all your needs if you're seeking that first. And not second, not third. First. And his righteousness. And everything that we have need of, that's added unto us. Listen, you become an ambassador. The ambassadors don't worry about nothing. I mean, for the bill or their way of being is concerned. Why? Because the government pay for everything. Everything. Let me, as I begin to bring our broadcast to a close, you know, I think the simplicity of it wouldn't make it hard. You know, because when I first heard it, it sounded too good to be true until God showed me that to me in a different light. Because everything that I was hearing, man, that he was revealing to me, man, was sounding too good to be true, and it was different from what, man, I was hearing in religion. He was telling me, man, that all of the kingdom of heaven was available to me now. In religion, they were telling me, man, don't do this and quit doing this and live the best way you can and go to church and serve God, man, and then you're going to die and go to heaven. Well, man, what he told me, man, listen,
I come to bring heaven to you. I didn't come to bring you to heaven. I come to bring man the governing influence of heaven back to you.
Listen. I started this broadcast off and I said this, you know. It's not in the big name churches, you know, that God is doing a great work in the earth today. His counsel gonna stand. And he who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he gonna complete that thing. He really is. And what he asking us to do, boy, do this radio broadcast is, man, that you cease from your works and you come on get into a completed work. And you get your priorities in line. What that mean, man? First things first. What's first, Arthur? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything that you have need of to live a successful, fulfilled, God-given purpose and destiny for your life will be added unto you. Well, everything that you have need of to live, man, the way God intended for you to live will be added unto you. You won't have to take no thought of how you're going to make it, how you're going to get your needs met, how you gonna pay your bills. Now in church and in religion, you're gonna have to deal with that yourself. But in the kingdom, man, the kingdom supplies every need. Everything. But it don't just happen to us like ripe cherries falling out the tree. That's provided, man, that you're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You got to not only, man, to get in the kingdom, but you got to seek to stay in right standings with the kingdom. You can't get out of the right standing with the kingdom, man, because this kingdom has laws. And you got to function in order to get all the benefits that God has for us, man. You got to function according to the laws. Everything God gives, man, it got laws to it. Just like he gave the laws of Moses to the children of Israel, a fallen people, he gave some laws to, man, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, man, who hadn't failed. Gave them the law of life. First thing he gave them was the everlasting life. Then they lost that life. And then he gave them another law, liberty. You can eat off any tree in the garden that you want to. That's liberty. That's a perfect law of liberty. I give you free will. I said before you, life and death, blessing and curse, you choose. You can eat off any tree in the garden you want to. They gave him a law to that. But if you eat out that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that's another law, the law of sin and death. If you eat out that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, here's the consequences of the laws that I give you. You got to stay in accordance with them. Because if you disobey them, then, man, they're going to cause death. If you eat out that tree, then you're going to not die. You're going to surely die. That's a law of sin and death. But that's another law in the kingdom called a law of love. That look past, man, all your faults and all your mistakes and saw your need. What? A redeemer, a savior. And sin and saved you from all your sin. And not only saved you from all your sin, but restored back to you, man, what you originally had. How I live like that, Arthur? How, when I come into this kingdom and everything, how I live now? Do I have to live according to the Mosaic law? No. You got to live by faith. Faith in what? Faith in, man, that the Mosaic law, man, has been fulfilled on the inside of you. I ain't come to do away with the law, Jesus said. I come to fulfill it. Start seeing yourself, man, as holy and without blame, covered in his love, man. Start walking after that. And you are seeing less and less and less and less and less. Before you know it, man, the sins that used to hold you and had you in bondage, man, they don't even have no authority over your life no more. Why, man? Because you're crucifying the flesh day by day. As you are repenting, as you are renewing your mind, as you're growing up in the kingdom of God. As you're doing what all that constitutes, that's you seeking first the kingdom of God. Not a religion. The kingdom. What's the kingdom, man? A king's domain. What is the kingdom? The territory of a king. Or the domain of a king. Or the territory or domain over which a king has governing influence over. It ain't just any kingdom we're talking about. We're talking about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. That's what's available to you. The territory that God has governing influence and control over what? Heaven. That's his territory. And his will is that his territory, man, be extended in our territory.
through us. How you going to get that done, Arthur? Through us, through not of our works. That's why I say not our righteousness, not our works, but his righteousness. Through us. How? By boy seeking first the kingdom of God. Well, that Lord, your kingdom come. And your will be done. Now give me every day that I have, every day what I have need of to accomplish that. And as I'm sojourning through this land, man, and being conformed or becoming who I already am, I see there are some shortcomings in my life. I see there are some faults and mistakes. Like I heard a bishop say, Paul says, the things I want to do, I can't do. The things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. And then he go on to say this, and hey, listen, boy, as long as you seeking first the kingdom of God, as long as you coming out, as long as you becoming, as long as, man, you are seeking, man, God, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, there is no condemnation. Why? Because the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus sets you free from the law of sin and death. What are the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus sets you free from the law of sin and death. What law is that, boy? That's the original law, what God said in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. I told you, can't nothing alter that. Can't nothing alter that word that had gone forth out of his mouth, baby. He said that, they're going to be there. But what's taking place right now? We work it. Not our works. We see it from our works, and we're getting in on his work. We're completing his work. His work is already completed in us. And what we got to do, we got to complete it. We got to complete the work. We got to occupy until he comes. How we complete the work, God? By allowing the Holy Spirit. Not being led by man, and not being led by religion, and not being led by denomination and church, and not being even led by the fivefold ministry, but that all of us are just aids and supports to get you back into a personal relationship with your Father in heaven so that you might be led by the Spirit. The Bible says he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness, man, where he put the devil on his feet and put the and exercised his authority over all the powers of the devil. And Lord, then he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. And from that time forth, he began to preach and proclaim what I come on this radio broadcast every week to tell you, that all of the kingdom of heaven right now is among you, is near you. But you got to come on in. You got to make the decision to say, yes, Lord. You got to receive, man, you know, the gift of life. You got to receive the gift of, you got to receive this kingdom. You got to receive, God. You got to say yes, Lord, to your will. You got to say, Lord, your kingdom come. Arthur, how you get in the kingdom? There's a door to it. What's the door? Jesus. What I got to do, man, is just come on in. Just come on through. It ain't no lock on it. Just come on through the door into another dimension. What is that dimension, man? All of the kingdom of heaven. Now, when you come in there, you don't know how to walk in there and live in there and act in there and talk in there and be up in there. Now you got to grow up in it. You don't know how to walk. If you're just coming into it, you don't know how to talk like kingdom talk and walk kingdom walk. We growing up, we becoming, we working. That's the word that he gave us, become. But become what? What I said. What you said, Arthur, let's make them just like us in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion. Now you work it out. You work out your own salvation. You start renewing your mind. You continue seeking the kingdom of God. You go after, man, God's will for yourself. You go after God for yourself. You go after that personal encounter with God, man. You don't just, man, get satisfied at the church service. No, man. You tell the Lord, I want in on your presence. I want to know you. I want wisdom. I want to understand how to know you. Listen, it's time for me to get off this radio broadcast. But let me decree and declare something over your life, that all of the kingdom of heaven is yours. It's at your hands right now. And I decree and declare that you receive it. And every spirit that would try to bind you up and stop you, that would harden your hearts, that hearing you hear not and seeing you see not, I take authority over him. And I command him to loose his hold. Satan, your kingdom has come down, and the kingdom of God is being established in the earth. I break your power over every person's life under the sound of my voice, and I command you to be powerless in their lives. Hallelujah. For God has given us power over all the powers of our devil, over all the powers of our enemy. And I decree and declare that you will in no wise stop God's word, God's will, and God's desire, and God's intent and purpose for everybody in the sound of my voice from being fulfilled in their lives. I decree and declare that every last one of them, their homes, their family, their children are saved, they healed, they're delivered, and they're provided for in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, listen, you're saved, you're healed, you're delivered, you're provided for. Act like it. My wife, Gail, and I, my children, we love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. We'll talk to you again next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor Arthur LeVant. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages